Hello, my audio boo friends. It is Sunday, December 22nd, 2013. It is 7:30 in the evening here in Montreal. And the sun set some 3 hours ago, and it has finally stopped snowing and raining and freezing rain. Although the sky to the west of where I am right now looks still rather ominous. Very dark skies coming, and it looks like we're still going to have a freezing drizzle over the next, overnight basically. They're not saying exactly when. And tomorrow, Monday, we're in for some more mixed wintry weather. It's the first time I've been out in 2 days. Well, that's not... Yeah, no. I didn't really go out Saturday, or did I go? No, I did go out Saturday. Yes, my daughter and I went Christmas shopping. And the roads are very slick. Not too many people out. I think most people are at home snug as bugs in a rug. And I anticipate that tomorrow the traffic will be light, because most people have probably taken the Monday off. Yours truly will be working from home tomorrow. Then I've taken the 24th off and the Christmas, and I may or may not go into the office on the Boxing Day, the 26th of December. I'll have to see about that. Wow. The There's some decorations over to my left here. Very, very nice. I wish I could take a picture of them, but the light is about to turn green, so I'm going to have to go. But definitely I'm going to try to get a picture of that at some point. It's very interesting. They've decorated the trees here near the bridge going to Ilbazard. Ilbazard is a smile island just... Did I just say a smile island? Okay, guess I want to smile. It's a small island just to the north. I guess it would be the northwest side of the island of Montreal. It's nestled in between the island of Montreal and the island of Laval, which is just northwest of the island of Montreal. In fact, if you don't zoom in on a map, you would say that Laval and Montreal are almost attached. But please don't ever say that to a resident of the island of Laval. Things are a bit bumpy here. I've been hit with some nostalgia these days. I don't know if it's because of Christmas or the end of the year. That always makes me very nostalgic and kind of makes me very introspective. But I was putting some things away in the garage earlier today, and I have these plastic containers in which I have all sorts of wires and cables. And there's one box dedicated solely to power supplies, all sorts of adapters and what are called wall warts, I think. Wall warts. And I've got, you know, 6 volts, 9 volts, all sorts. And there's one power supply in there from an old Toshiba laptop. And it's the laptops we used to have at the work where I was for 18 years and where I did IT support for about 8 of those 18 years or so. And I picked it up and I looked at it and I read the label, because I was looking for a power supply for my Lenovo laptop and a, sorry, no, no, not my Lenovo, my Compact. I have an old Compact from many, many moons ago, and the family uses it sort of in the living room as a spare machine. And I was looking at this power supply and noticing that it said made in Japan. And it's amazing to me how many things are made in Japan anymore. Not too many. So I have this power supply and I'm looking at it, and it, so many memories came back of working in IT, and I was a much younger man then. I guess it must go back, I'm just trying to think of how far back that is. I would say it's close to 17 years. And, you know, just even saying that is scary. 17 years ago is when I started in IT. Because I originally started in the company in 1990. And I worked in the workshop wiring up electrical panels. And I've spoken about this before in Audio Boo, that I used to work for a company called Klockner Möller. And I can say that now because the company doesn't even exist anymore. But I'm sure many of you who have ever seen fuse boxes or breakers or control boxes for pumps or elevators or escalators or any kind of motor, basically it's motor controls. And when all is said and done, they're just really glorified switches. So I started working for them in 1990, and in 1996, the sales force got their first laptops, which in those days were old NECs. And they didn't last all that well. They kind of fell apart rather quickly, a couple of years, I would say. And then they got the Toshibas. And I'd love to remember the model number. I think they were 4030s, CDTs, in fact. It's amazing how that came back. And the managers, I think, got slightly more powerful machines. They had the 4060s or the 4080s. I can't remember the exact model number. And yeah, inevitably the bases of the screens would crack, the arm where the screen flipped up, the wires inside would fray, they would break with the constant opening and closing of these laptops. So, but that's where I cut my teeth on IT support. And I was just thinking about how simple life was then. And now as I embark on 2014, which is a year of complete mystery to me, I don't know if I said this out loud on Audio Boo yet publicly, but I may be changing and shifting gears in terms of work. Up to now, I've been writing reports part-time and also working for this company, this retail sports company, part-time. But now I've asked to join the retail sports company full-time as a documentation specialist and perhaps doing some training and doing some coaching. I'm not exactly sure. They're not even exactly sure how to introduce me into the company. But they haven't said no, and which is good. So now I'm just seeing what 2014 is going to be like. It's a real mystery to me. And I wish so much that I had some financial freedom to strike out on my own and do something different. But right now I can't. That doesn't mean I won't. I just, right now, in the short term, I can't. So, in the short term, it's a little bit hazy. But you'll be right along with me for the ride. Thanks for listening.